Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Local people, local stories. This is the All Local from 1010 Winds.
I'm Kathleen Marple-Kalb, and here are today's top local stories.
Let me be the first to ask you, hot enough for you? We can't help you if this isn't. Possible record heat today, plus humidity and maybe storms too. So what do we got, AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zare?
Well, lots of heat and humidity for sure. The heat advisory is still in effect through 8 p.m. this evening. The only place it is not is the eastern part of Long Island. Once again, highs are going to be in the low to mid 90s. That would tie the record for Central Park of 93. AccuWeather real field temperatures are going to be over 100 degrees. Now, we do expect strong thunderstorms again late today into this evening. Damaging winds and downpours are a risk. The most likely place to see that is north and west of the city. A big change then as we turn more comfortable overnight, and it's much nicer for tomorrow. I'm AccuWeather meteorologist Heather Zare on New York's weather station, 1010 Winds on 92.3 FM.
All of this does not add up to a terrific golf day. 1010 Winds' Glenn Shuck caught up with folks on the links.
So people who know me know that I really love golf, but in this weather, to be honest, not really. But Jeff's teeing it up.
Oh, the humidity is just as bad as the heat. Sometimes with this humidity, you have all these gnats flying around your head.
I'm just going to slap one off you there, yeah.
But
the problem is, in this heat, though, you know, if it's hot, you're going under a tree. There's really no relief, though, now, right?
No, you got to stay hydrated. You know, you got to stay hydrated and play with as less of strokes as possible. You know, you want to shoot low and conserve your energy.
Or better yet, find a swimming pool. Now in the city, more than 600 cooling centers are open. As usual, call 311 to find the closest one nearest to you. And we should mention many of them are pet friendly. Stay cool. Glenn Shock, 1010 Winds, 92.3 FM.
Weather's not tough on just on humans either. Pets have a rough time too. Bidawi President and CEO Leslie Granger telling 1010 Winds.
You keep walks outdoors to a minimum. Let them take their potty breaks, obviously. You want to make sure that they have access to water. If you have air conditioning, you want to turn it on or a fan.
If possible, limit outdoor activity to early morning and late evening, and be careful of paw pads on hot pavement. Now, the city is opening cooling centers. This year, there's a new way to find them. The Link NYC info kiosk will show real-time directions to the nearest center within a 10-minute walk. You can also call 311. And, of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest AccuWeather updates and info. We'll get you through. Weather's not tough on just on humans, either. Pets have a rough time, too. Bidawi President and CEO Leslie Granger telling 1010 Winds.
You keep walks outdoors to a minimum. Let them take their potty breaks, obviously. You want to make sure that they have access to water. If you have air conditioning, you want to turn it on or a fan.
If possible, limit outdoor activity to early morning and late evening, and be careful of paw pads on hot pavement. Now, the city is opening cooling centers. This year, there's a new way to find them. The Link NYC info kiosk will show real-time directions to the nearest center within a 10-minute walk. You can also call 311. And, of course, stay with 1010 Winds for all the latest AccuWeather updates and info. We'll get you through. Are they ready for the World Cup? The first game is today in Los Angeles and the first local game tomorrow at MetLife Stadium. Amtrak says their tracks are upgraded and set to handle thousands of spectators. NJT is renting ferries just in case they're not, so now it's all eyes on the trains.
You're on your own, Amtrak. That sentiment from NJT CEO Chris Kalluri. He says if their service fails at any point during the World Cup,
I'll have no problems telling the world if Amtrak fails that it is their problem.
Yeah, there's no parking, so fans are strongly advised to take mass transit, but Amtrak's admittedly had their fair share of issues recently, so...
What I will not do is let New Jersey Transit take up blame for something that we did not do.
Now, he says accidents happen.
But to have a loss of power in a catenary system that led to a 45-minute delay, unacceptable.
Adding a similar occurrence on a FIFA day would cripple their service. Amanda Alexander, 1010 Winds on 92.3
FM. In celebration of the tournament, more than a dozen New York landmarks will be lit up in host country colors. Governor Hochul announced the plans for the landmark, including the Mario Cuomo Bridge, Roosevelt Island Lighthouse, and more. Mexico was yesterday. Red, white, and blue for the U.S. is tomorrow. Monday, red and white for Canada. They can handle a big party. Mira Mamdani opening the door to a larger Knicks watch outside the Garden tomorrow night for what could be the championship game, he told Channel 7.
What we are looking to have is a moment where New York City and New Yorkers can celebrate and also can do so safely. And I'm confident in our ability to do that, and we're hopeful that that continues to be the case.
NYPD defending its decision to impose a frozen zone around the Garden Wednesday night, saying security measures were necessary because of rowdy crowds that included people hanging from light poles and taking up entire sections of streets. Knicks owner James Dolan canceled the Wednesday night party. 56 people were arrested Wednesday night at various locations between 5th and 8th Avenues on a variety of charges, including assault on a police officer. Now, by the way, two of the five boroughs, Staten Island and Manhattan, declared OG Anunoby days in the wake of the Knicks star's role in that amazing comeback. Wednesday on Staten Island, Thursday in Manhattan. Big bucks for smaller class sizes. Mayor Mamdani and school chancellor have released $244 million plan to reduce class sizes, capping them at 20 to 25 students, depending on grade level. Now, a 2022 state law required the city to get those numbers down by 2028. Lawmakers have passed a plan that would push the phase in back to 2030. The package would fund the hiring of new teachers in 360 schools. Daily News reports it's unclear if this cuts into the $500 million in savings his honor was counting on to close the budget gap. The measure is still reportedly being finalized. This weekend's carriage horse death has sparked a new effort for a ban, but some council members are offering another idea to protect the animals. Queens Council Member James Gennaro says he opposes Rider's Law, the ban, but he wants to see more protections.
It creates a decennial study that considers ways to enhance horse safety on improved routes between horse stables and Central Park. It allows horses to begin working at 7 a.m. when it is cooler out.
Advocates for the ban stepped up their efforts after a horse named Denise collapsed and died in Central Park this week. The cause still not known. Well, if your third grader is impulsive and restless, it may be more than a phase. A new NYU study shows kids who showed higher levels of restlessness and impulsivity in classrooms in third grade were more likely to have lower academic performance and education as adults. The study tracked nearly 750 kids from childhood to adulthood. Dr. Andrew Kep tells 1010 Winds this points to a need for more flexible learning environments.
Different children might need different things, right? Like some children might need more opportunities to go out on the playground and blow off steam. And those opportunities might be more important for some children's learning, right? So I think something that we have to think about as a society is how we can adapt our learning spaces.
He says the study also showed that most kids tend to lose their calm by the end of the day, but some do show greater spikes, and those are the ones who may need more attention.
Thanks for listening to the All Local from 1010 Winds. And for the latest news, traffic, and weather, tune to 1010 Winds, visit 1010winds.com, or download the Odyssey app to take us wherever you go.
Hi, this is Jill Schlesinger, CBS News business analyst, certified financial planner, and the host of the Jill on Money podcast. Beginning, middle, or end of the year, it's always a great time to take control of your financial life. And the Jill on Money podcast is here to help. Your questions make it possible for me to provide unconventional and entertaining insights on your money and, more importantly, on your life. Follow and listen to Jill on Money wherever you get your podcasts.